From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump is under pressure to stay in the 2015 International Iran Nuclear Agreement. The senior UN disarmament official, Isumu Nakamitsu, urged all signatories not to abandon it.
The Secretary General remains convinced that the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action continues to be the best way to ensure the exclusively peaceful nature of Iran's nuclear program and to realize the promised tangible economic benefits for the Iranian people.
One of the deal's chief proponents, French President Emmanuel Macron, is on a state visit to the U.S. German Chancellor Angela Merkel is to meet Mr. Trump Friday at the White House and expected to urge him to back the deal. Mr. Trump has called the three-year-old agreement flawed, and a decision he must make by May 12 will be whether to reimpose sanctions on Tehran. His spokesperson is Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
The president's been clear from day one that he thinks that's a bad deal. I don't think any deal that he would sign and agree to he would consider a bad deal. The president wants to do what is in the best interest. The president wants to do what is in the best interest of our country.
Mr. Trump's main objections include Tehran's ballistic missile program, international inspections, and the agreement's so-called sunset provision. Iran's foreign minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif, urged Europe to support the agreement. In a tweet, he warned it is all or nothing. Thousands of anti-government protesters in the Indian Ocean island nation of Madagascar returned to the streets Monday after two protesters were killed and several wounded Saturday by security forces in the capital Antananarivo. The protests center around new electoral laws the opposition claimed could bar some candidates from seeking office. A presidential election is expected later this year. This is VOA News. In Toronto, a driver behind the wheel of a white Ryder rental truck plowed into pedestrians on a crowded street Monday, killing 10, injuring 15. Police identified the suspect as 25-year-old Alec Minassian, who reportedly has no militant connections. Ali was a witness to what happened.
He just went on the sidewalk. He just started hitting everybody, man. He hit every single person on the sidewalk. Anybody in his way, he would hit. The bus stop, everything got shattered. There was a lady in there that I saw. I just stopped and I looked and I went after it again. All I see is just crumbling up one by one, one by one.
A motive for the attack is not yet known. John Tory is Toronto's mayor.
These are not the kinds of things that we expect to happen in this city. We hope they don't happen anywhere in the world, but we especially don't expect them to happen in Toronto. But things are as they are, and beyond supporting our first responders as they continue to do their work, and you'll hear more about the task that lies in front of them investigating this terrible tragedy.
Canadian authorities said the incident does not pose a threat to national security. There have been a series of such deadly vehicle attacks in Europe and the U.S. Celebrations are in Armenia after newly appointed Prime Minister and former President Serge Sarkisian resigned unexpectedly Monday. His elevation to the post sparked anti-government protests. The opposition claimed he's trying to cling to power. Maru Matosyan of the non-governmental organization Women's Support Center is ecstatic.
And we are ecstatic for what's happening in our country, for our people, for the first time. We are able, with the power of the people, to have the Prime Minister resign without any bloodshed, which is this phenomenal. This would hopefully put an end to the oligarchic system that was in place here.
Under constitutional revisions, the post Prime Minister held most political power. In Nashville, Tennessee, police have their suspect. Don Aaron is a police spokesman.
At 1:07 this afternoon, Travis Reinking was taken into custody in a wooded area near here by members of the police department's Specialized Investigations Division's Narcotics Unit.
Ryan King was jailed and charged with four counts of criminal homicide and a mass shooting at a local restaurant, four others wounded. Chinese authorities have a suspect in custody and say arson was the cause of an early Tuesday fire at a karaoke TV lounge in a three-story building in southern China that left at least 18 dead. In Nicaragua, nearly 30 are believed to have died, hundreds more wounded, since protests erupted after the government announced changes to the Central American country's welfare system Sunday. President Daniel Ortega canceled those changes. Just days after his wife, former First Lady Barbara Bush, was laid to rest, 93-year-old former President George H.W. Bush has been hospitalized with a blood infection. Hospital officials say he's responding well to treatment. U.S. stocks closed mixed Monday, with the benchmark Dow Jones Index falling 14 to 24,448.
That's the latest world news from VOA.